Mark DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted to have you joining us once again today as we consider and think upon the truths of the Word of God. Those of you who have a complete Bible can go to the book of Genesis, chapter 3, and we will begin there, and then we will go to the New Testament. And those of you who have a New Testament, if you will turn to the book of Luke, chapter 1, that's where we will go to consider our study, and also Matthew, chapter 1, as we're doing a quick review concerning the seed of the woman and what this amazing scripture means that we find here in the book of Genesis. Before we get into our study today, however, perhaps there's some of you listening who do not have a Bible or do not have a New Testament. We invite those of you who do not have a New Testament or a Bible to write to us. We would desire and we long to give you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. And we will mail that to you absolutely free and postage paid. We'll also send you our prayer card, we'll send you our picture, we'll send you a 2007 pocket calendar, we'll send you the first three lessons of our first Bible correspondence course, and you can earn a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible by taking our free Bible correspondence course. We have four lessons, four courses. In the first lesson, or the first course, there are seven lessons. There are more in the other three courses. But if you will complete all four courses, we will mail you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible in one volume. But we want to encourage you to study the Word of God, because, beloved, there the Word of God will never pass away. God says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. God's word is something that will endure for all the endless ages of eternity. And therefore, beloved, reading and studying the word of God is one of the greatest investments of time that you can make. Learning about the eternal God who created all things, the eternal God who created the universe, the eternal God who created this little blue planet called Earth, and the eternal God who created the stars in the universe, and who knows the number of the stars in the universe and has a name for each one. The eternal God who knows the number of the hairs upon your head. He knows the intimate details of your life. This is the eternal God that the Word of God tells us about and gives us information about. And that's why it's so important that we learn about Him by reading the Word of God. And that's why we want to send to you a free New Testament. Now, our mailing address is simply this. I hope you have a pencil and paper so you can jot down this mailing address. The mailing address is Bob Griggs. You can mail it to me, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. Bob Griggs. Then our mailing address, capital P period, capital O period, capital B-O-X. That stands for Post Office Box 825. That's the number of the Post Office Box, 825. Then on the next line, you will put capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. That stands for Ignacio. That's a Southern Ute word, one of our Native American words, Ignacio. Capital I-G, I'll spell it for you again, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, and then a comma, and then you'll put a capital C, capital O. That stands for Colorado, the state that we live in. And then the zip code is very important. And so you want to write down the zip code following the capital C, O period. The zip code is 81137-0825. Again, that zip code, 81137-0825. And then on the last line, you will put United States of America. That's the country we live in. USA, capital U period, capital S period, capital A period, United States of America. Either way, we will get it, USA or United States of America, on the last line. That's our mailing address, and we do look forward to hearing from you. Your letters are such an encouragement to us. They're such a rich blessing. And those of you that have received materials from us and have written back, we appreciate so much hearing from you and knowing that you received the materials. Now, I would let you know this. We will be sending you a letter to let you know that the packet or mailbag is on the way, and it will be sent by surface mail, which means that it will take some time for it to get to you. And so do not think that we haven't sent it simply because you receive a letter from us and have not received the mail, because surface mail takes sometimes 2 or 3 months. And so I'm sorry, but we operate on a very small budget. It's a ministry by faith, and so we just have to use what funds we have available, and that's the best that we can do. Now today, we're looking again into the Word of God, and we're considering Genesis chapter 3 as our starting point. Remember this prophecy that God gave to the first man and woman after they disobeyed God and sin entered into the world. The promise is found in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. God said, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed." Now, that's a remarkable statement, because a woman has no seed of her own. A woman has an egg. The man carries the seed. And the seed has to be placed into the egg in order for a woman to conceive and give birth to a child. And so this is a very amazing statement that God makes to Adam and Eve. Thy seed and her seed. There will be enmity between thy seed and her seed. He's speaking about the seed of Satan, the descendants of Satan, and the descendants of the woman. And he says, it shall bruise thy head. The seed of the woman, or the seed of the woman, will, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The seed of the woman would bruise the head of the serpent. Now, a snake, those of you that are familiar with snakes know that the only way you can kill a snake is to cut off its head. You have to bruise its head. You have to damage its head, because that's the control center for the snake. And once you've bruised and damaged the head of the snake, then you have put it out of commission. That is, you've put it out of operation. You've stopped it from being able to any longer do anything, because that's the one organ that is so important to the snake is its head. You can cut off its tail, it'll grow a new tail. But you cut off its head, and that will kill it. And so he said the seed of the woman would bruise the head of the serpent, and the seed of the serpent would bruise the heel of the seed of the woman. Now, what is all of that referring to? Well, let's go then to the New Testament. And those of you who have a New Testament can look to the book of Luke, the first chapter of Luke, and that's in the New Testament. And here we read about a woman that is a virgin, a woman that has never known a man sexually. She's pure, and she knows, has known no man sexually, thus she is a virgin. And here in Luke chapter 1, we read again, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused or engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And so the angel tells her not to be afraid, and then in verse 30, the angel said unto her, Mary, fear not, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Now the word Jesus in Greek language means Savior, and in the Hebrew also Emmanuel means God with us. And so he said that she would conceive in her womb and bring forth a child, and his name would be called Jesus. Verse 32, he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, the house of Israel, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Now, what does she mean, I know not a man? She was engaged to Joseph. What does she mean, I know not a man? Well, she's not talking about knowledge concerning being acquainted with someone. She's talking about sexual involvement. And this is a tasteful way or a right manner of saying that she had not been sexually involved with any man. And so she said, how can I conceive a child when I do not know a man, and when I, that is, sexually, and thus no seed has been implanted in me? And verse 35, the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost, that is the Holy Spirit, the terms are synonymous, the Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And so the Holy Spirit of God would implant the seed into Mary that she might bring forth this child whose name would be Jesus. And thus the Holy Ghost is holy. He's without sin. And that's why this child would be virgin-born, he would be without sin, and that's why, beloved, he could die in your place and in my place for our sins, because he was without sin. This is the sinless Son of God. Till next time, beloved, goodbye.